liyaktishay li ubra gufa. When you be maktish, the ubra itself, okay, that's one chiddush. We do not consider the ubra like a dovish lo b'liyerlom. It's not considered like it's not here, it's not a chefza, no. Since you maktish the ubra by itself, that's one chiddush that could be chal. Avlocha, but the second chiddush, tiyaktishay li ime, where you are maktish the pregnant mother. So you made the mother to be a korban chatis. I would have thought to say maybe you do not mean to be maktish the uber by itself, but rather maybe you only mean to be maktish the mother itself. And therefore the locker is later when it gives birth to this vlad, it's called the vlad chatis, to it be lemis oslo. So I need the second chiddush to say no, that even when you go to be maktish the pregnant mother, you mean to be maktish both, the mother and the uber inside. Now, let's just hear the second chiddush then. No. V'yashmina basaras, we would have just heard the second chiddush. I would have thought, Tosamu di'aktish lo v'chol di'ispo. Since the second case, we are going to be maktish the pregnant mother, there I would say, you mean for sure if you maktish both, the mother and the kid. And it could be chal, just like the kedushas chal upon the mother, who then it could be chal upon the vlad also. Avloch, but over here, in the first case, we only be maktish the uber, just the fetus itself. I would have thought to say maybe Kivan the Lesi Avroi, there's nothing outside, you can't see the Uber. Like Kaddish, maybe the Dush is not Chal at all. That is something like a double Shalabaliyana, maybe. Suricha, that's why I need both Kaddushim. But we just would have said the second Kaddish, that's the Klalamo. If you want to be Makdish, a double Shalabaliyalam with the double Shalabaliyalam, we say since you have that and the double Shalabaliyalam, it could be Chal on the other one also. So just with the second chiddush, I would have thought that when you maktish the pregnant mother, since the kedusha and the mother for sure is chal, the kid goes along with it also. But you only want to be maktish the kid, the uber, maybe since he can't see it, maybe no. That's kamash one, yes, even that also you could do. Another one says, lishnachwin, another lushna is like this. My kamash one, what should Yechon come to teach us? My kamash one. Yechon is teaching us that, im shir mishayir, for you balav yerech imahu. Two chedushim here. Now, first of all, you could be mishayir, meaning to say, so if you wanted to be maktish to mother with a kedushas chatis and leave over the uber shiur mishayir means leave it over, and instead you wanted to give it a kedushas shlamim, you could do it. And who didn't why? Because the pshat is uber lav yerchimai, who that the uber the fetus inside is not called stam bottle to the mother, but it's called the chayfetz by itself. It's called something by itself. And therefore, you could do each one separately if you really wanted to. So when it says, so, v'tati lomli, what do I have to have then the two cases of Rabbi Yochanan? Let's just say the second case. So when it says, no tzrich, I need both cases. Diyat mabho mishum di'ima chaz legufei. That when you maktish both the pregnant mother with the vlad, there I would have thought to say, svar migu denach the kedusha lo, nach the namel of vlad, like we said. Since the Kedusha for sure is chal upon the mother is here, so then the Kedusha is also chal upon the Vlad, that I understand. Avul Idach, but in the first case, Loi, maybe since you only wanted to mark this just the Uber, even if the old Uber, Lav Yerchim, was not part of the mother, it's called a thing by itself, the fetus. But still, since you can't see it, maybe it's like a Lo Boli Erlam, maybe Kedusha would not be chal upon the fetus by itself. Kamash Malon, yes, you could. And Ahod Viyit Mabavura just said the first case, that you maktish the fetus by itself, Mishum the Ko Meforish Kedusha Alav Lad, because you're speaking now clearly that you want the Feresh the Kedusha to be Chal upon the Uber. Therefore, Kedusha is Chal. Avalahi Loi, but in the Seifa, where you be maktish the pregnant mother, maybe there Yikah Kavon is only upon the mother, maybe the Uber does not receive its own Kedusha. Tzricha, that's why I need both Kedusha and Rabbi Yochanan in both cases. It's sort of like you maktish the uber by itself. The other Gemara says, Yosef Rab Zeir, Rab Zeir was sitting down. O kom olo shmaiti, sit over this halacha. Sit over the shmaita about podah, but podah's halacha, that he holds, you cannot be maktish an uber. So, eis for Rab Yirmi le Rab Zeir. So Rab Yirmi asked the question to Rab Zeir. It says what? So Gemara later, Mishnah later will have, Kate said, Marim ala b'chor. How could you make a trick about a b'chor? Like if you have your animal that's about to give birth for the first time, you know the kid will be a b'chor, how can you get around not to have to give it to a kohen? So it says like this, Kate said, Marim ala b'chor mavakeris. If you have a mother that's about to give birth the first time, she's pregnant. So Aima said like this, the owner should say, Ma shebimeyeho, the fetus that's inside this mother's stomach now, this is a mother, the first time giving birth. Shelzu oila, it should be a carbon oila. You want to give the kedushas oila right now. The Lach Ruzit says yol de zaka, that gives birth to a zaka later. Harais the oila, it has a kedushas oila, and therefore the kedushas bechor is not chal upon it. So you don't have to stam give it away to a kohen, but rather you could use it for your carbon oila. That's what it says later. Salma, what do we see to say that kodesh uber, that you have the right to be makdish the uber? So the Chur is a kasha and Bapod, how does he learn this Mishnah later? According to Bapod, you cannot be makdish an uber. So the Kedusha is not chal when you first makdish it, so when it's born with Kedusha's Bechor, that's it, it should be called a Bechor, you can't get the Kedusha off later. So Chur is a kasha and Bapod, here it's mashmer clearly that you could be makdish an uber when it's inside the mother's stomach. Omalei, so Zeri answered back and said, Ki masnehi the Kedusha's domim. I tell you, that Mishnah later is talking about when you makdish the uber with a kedushas damim, you don't mean to give it a real kedushas oila, a kedushas aguf. That papoda says you can't be makdish it a kedushas aguf. Maybe the svar is because it's not fit for carbon right now. It's not called the chayfetz that's fit for carbon. Lashenkin, if you only want to be makdish it a kedushas damim for the value of it, like whenever it is, you'll sell it and bring the money carbon oila. That you could do because value it has right now. It has value to it. So here's the question: Stamazoi mialima kedushas damim. To come after Lemin Abachor, is it true what we're saying that the Kedusha's Dom is strong enough to take off the Kedusha's Abachor? That even if you want to say Kedusha's Dom is Chal, but who says that would stop the Kedusha's Aguf of a Bechor being Chal? Omulay, he said back, yes, in, yes, it's true. And Vatnan, I'll bring you proof. It's like this. Kol Kodeshim, Shekodam Mum Kabua Lagadeshon, any regular Korbin, that there was a Mum Kabua before you were Makdashit. In other words, it was never chal kedushas aguf on this behema, only kedushas damim. Then veniftu, then you redeem the animal. So loch res chayavim b'bechayra, still yechayiv in kedushas bechor. Uva matanis, you have to give the matanis kuna from it. So dink is now why? Why is there still? Why is there din bechor on it? Time ad liyachas sheniftu, because you redeemed it already. Again, you have this mother that you will mak the shit after had a mum kavua. So it was never chal kedushas aguf, only kedushas damim. And it says now that if you redeem it, take off the kedushas damim, and then it gives birth, it has the kedushas bechor on the vlad. Mashma, though, if it gave birth before you redeemed it, so since it has kedushas damim on it, it's a ptur on a bechor. It's clearly kedushas damim patis from kedushas bechor. So that's what it says clearly. Taimad liyacha sheniftu the chayovim. Avo kaidim sheniftu. Mashma, we gave birth before you appointed it. Then pturim, then you will be potter from a bechor. Amma, what do we see? The alima kedushas domim. Yes, if you makdish a behemah was just a kedushas domim, that the value of it is kodesh. Meaning to say, you have to sell it and the money you bring carbon with it. That's also strong enough to maskol lema bechora. It does not let kedushas bechora be chal upon it. So that can be pshat according to Bapod, how we'll learn the Mishnah later. If you want to free yourself from losing the animal from a stam of kedushas bechor, you could first be makdish the uber kedushas damim, and then later when it's born, it does not receive this kedushas bechor. Therefore, it will not be kasha bapoda. Eis, we have another question. It says, "Hoimer." Somebody says, "Ma shebemeyer shalzu oila muteres begiza piasur bavoido." Somebody says the uber, the fetus that's inside his mother's stomach, should be a korban oila. Says, "Ma shebemeyer shalzu the fetus that's inside the stomach." Oila should be a carbon oila. It says a law called Materas Begiza, that with the mother you're allowed to shear off the mother's wool, but the Asura Bavoidi, you're not allowed to work with the mother. Mishum Kochush Uba Shabo. Because by working with the mother, you're going to make the Uba the fetus weaker, and you're going to take away from the behemoth from the Kochim. You'd be Mafsid Kochim, so you can't do that. So it's Mashma clearly again that there is a Kedushas Aguf, Chal upon the Uba. So it'd be a Kashim Bapot that it says, no, you cannot be Makdish an Uba. Smaritz Omalei Hanami you're also Atei Kedushas Damim. Again, we're talking about now Kedushas Damim. You're only Makdish this Uber with Kedushas Damim, and that also causes a din that you cannot work with the mother. And we already said that according to Bapod, Kedushas Damim could be Chal on the Uber. The Ma'ase said it's called meat. There is something there, so you want to be Makdish the value of it. That you could do. The Moras Tami asks, Omni Alim Kedushas Damim the Asirule Be'Avoid. Is it true that any animal that has Kedushas Damim on it, it does not have kedushas aguf? You can't work with it. Like, why not? It only has kedushas damim. You can sell it anyway. So why can't you work with it right now? Omlai said back to him, in, yes, it's taka true. You're not allowed to work with it. And for the same svar lechura, you're being makdish. You're taking away the value of hekdish. The value of it, you are makdish. so you can't work with it to ruin the second word of value. If you have to bring a proof, it says, Yoitzin lachulin, ligozes vulevet. Again, if you have this behemoth, that it was kodam mumim legdation, that it was only chalak dushas domim on the behemoth. So it says, after you powder it, it says, Yoitzin lachulin, gozat lachulin, ligozes, now you can shear off. Since it never had a gdushas aguf on it, you could be gaza, shear off the wool. Vulevet, you can work with it. So Dik is time why Mishram the Nifton, because you redeemed it already. You took off any, even the Kedushas Dom you took off. Mashmuzov Kodim Shinifto, before you took off the Kedushas Domim, then Asurma Void would be Yasa be Avoida. Amma, what do we see to say? What do we see? The Kedushas Domim Asur Leb Avoida. Even though the Behem is only Yasa, with Kedushas Domim, still it's also to do the Avoida, to work with it, and that's the Svara. Because the Maestro, by working with it, you're going to ruin it and make a kochush. You're going to take away a little bit the value of Hegdish. That's also awesome. So that's what Bapod will learn that aloha, that if you makdish the uber with the Kedushas Domim, you're not allowed to even work with the mother. Ace for this, another question. It says, Ein Mamiris, doesn't our mission know? Ein Mamiris, you can't make Tumura. Loi Avrin, you can't take just the regal, just the foot of a behemoth chulin. The uberin onto a behemoth that the uber is Kodesh. You can't do that. You can't make Tumura from the fetus that's Kodesh. V'loy ubrin v'yevrin, you can't take stam the fetus of a behemah schulim and make a tzmura from a kochim, from the regal of a behemah. Tzadik is, a muri hudalay meimor, you can't make tzmura on this fetus. But mashmo ha-mikdash kochim, if you went to l'chatchil to be makdash uber, mashmo ha-gibyechon, you could be makdash it. So again, if you kasher ma-poda. So where it says, no, I'll tell you, omalei, I'll tell you, why will answer Psham the Mishnah according to ma-poda is, the Vlad Kodishim, who? The Kdishi Vikaimi. The Mishnah is talking about a Vlad Kodishim. It's not talking about you or Makdish the Aver, the Uber. It's talking about that the mother was Kodish, the Arab Behema Shlomim. And later the Behema became pregnant, so Avada the Uber is Kodish. So this Bapod also agrees to. We said before, Avada, if you Makdish the Behema Shlomim, and then she becomes pregnant, Avada, the Uber has its own Kedusha. It's called the Uber of the mother. Not that you could be makdashit l'chachilu that way, but just once an uber is born in a behemoth kochim, it also has kedusha. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. You have an uber that's kochim, so you can't make tumura from it. So here's the question, if vlad kochim, b'me'imahu, if we're talking about now the Mishnah of vlad kochim is in the mother's stomach, t'loyavdin, then it does not make tumura. Mashmadohu avroi, then when this behemoth is born, when the uber is born, then avdin. Again, you have a korban shlomim, and then it became pregnant. So, calls the man it's pregnant. The uber, even though it has kedusha, can't make tumur on it. But master for the Mishnah, after the behemoth is born, after the uber is born, then you could make tumur on it. For the more why? For a time, you will learn later, ain havlad oisa tumura. No, we learned the vlad of kochim cannot make tumura. For instance, you're going to make tumur on a behemoth that you will makdash lechatchila, that has kedusha's peh. But something that does not have kedusha's peh, you cannot make tumur on it. So, Mora says, Homani Reb Yehuda, say our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. The Yom he holds yes, Havlad Oisit Tumura. So our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda to hold that once the Vlad is born, then you could make Tumura from it. So the Mishnah just means, calls the man who wasn't born. Calls the man who's Mimnei Imai. For the Gemara, Reb Yehuda, the Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. Tumuru Dlayavdi. Mashta doesn't make Tumura. So, Homikdash Kochi. There's the ratio of the Mishnah that says, if you have just the regal of this behemoth chulin, and they say it should be tumura on a korban, it's not chal tumura. So mashma just tumura is not chal if you only make tumura on the regal, on the uber of a behema. But mashma, if you makdish the regal of a behema, then the kedusha would be chal upon the whole behema. What's the right? But the question is, Omra Yehuda says, no, Avrin loy kochi, if you makdish just the Avrin of a behema, it's not chal kedusha altogether. So you can't say how Mishnah goes according to Yehuda. So where it says no, Hachem Mayaskin, the Mishnah is talking about Hachem Mayaskin on Be'ever Shem Hashem Tlu Yibo. We're talking about now an Ever Shem Hashem Tlu Yibo. We're talking about now, let's say the heart or the head, that something, if you take it off, it won't live. And on that, even of you degrees, if you makdish the head of an animal, it's Chal Kedush upon the whole Behema. So it's good to mention only Tumur is not Chal on the Ever. But if you would have been makdish the Ever Shem Hashem Tlu Yibo, then the kedusha will be dispatched over the whole behema. Ace for the Gemara says, it says, Magdishin Avrin for Uvrin. Says now Mishnah could be Makdish, Mishnah later, this is Makdishin, Avrin, Ve'uvrin. Avolay Mamir, can't make Tamura. So versus Hakanam here also, Vavladi Kachim. Says clearly what Makdishin could be Makdish, Avrin, Ve'uvrin. Says clearly could be Makdish, an Aver or an Uber. Just you can't make Tamura from it. So again, it's a Kashim Bar Poda. Here's the Mashmah clearly, you could be Makdish in an Uber. And the Gemara again, Hakanami, Vavladi Kachim. For the more even vladi kachim, don't vladi kachim, then my makdishim, what's lashon makdishim? Makdishim v'kaima, the kaddish by itself. Here it's mashma makdishim, it could be makdish the uber, the fetus. So how can they say, according to Bapod, it's talking about a vlad that was born like you makdish the mother, then it became pregnant, that's automatically by itself that the kaddish is chal upon the vlad. Not that you makdish it. Samara says true. Hochi kom, this is what the Mishnah means to say later. Makdishim avrin. You can be makdish, yeva means just the leg of the animal. Or mamirim, you can make tamura from it. Avoloi mamirim, avrim behem, you can't make tamura in it. The ubrim, shekotcher, b'mei iman, e mamirim ba. Bevlad kotcher, b'mei iman, hudloi, avdin tamura. Oh, yeah, roi, or this writer. Yeah, so the kitzah, you have to miyasha that Mishnah in Echanami, and then Mishnah means to say, not if you're makdish the uber, but just means to say, the ubrim. That's the chiddush. There's no din tumur on it. But avad there is such a kedusha of a vlad b'me'iman, where it was born, created from the behemoth kachim. The mother was kachim, and now it has a vlad. That vlad avad that does have kedusha. Just the chiddush can't go be makdish according to Bapoda. The yuba with the kedusha is haper. All right, we'll stop here.